The end is near. The end is near. Sorry. You okay? Got her good that time. That was the best one of all my homilies today. In fact, the end is always near for those who are disciples of Jesus. For 2,000 years now, we've lived in what the church calls the end times. The Christian era is called the end time because we believe there will be no other time to follow. However you want to divide up history prior to Christ, you know, prehistoric, Ice Age, Fertile Crescent, patriarchs, the time of Israel, etc., there's nothing that will succeed or surpass Christ and his kingdom. Okay? So yes, you and I absolutely live in the end times, which is actually pretty cool. Well, now we come to the end of the church's liturgical year, and we draw near to the end of the calendar year. And our scripture readings at Mass focus more and more on how we're to live in these end times and even look forward to some extent to the second coming of Christ, which is a day that we are also forbidden from trying to pinpoint on a calendar. So please don't do that. In the gospel today, I'm going to look a little more carefully at what Jesus tells us to do or not to do in the end times. He says to the apostles and to us, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm he, the time has come.' Do not follow them." So first, Jesus gives us two negative commands. Don't be deceived. Don't follow them. Jesus and Jesus alone is the way and the truth and the life. So don't get too excited about anyone claiming a truth that contradicts Jesus, or anyone claiming a path to life that's opposed to the path of Jesus. He will never deceive us. As our first reading proclaims, Jesus is the Son of Justice. He brings divine light that heals our wounds and rights our wrongs. Secondly, Jesus says that all of us in the course of our lives will have the opportunity to testify regarding our faith. So what have we done with those opportunities so far? And what will we do with those opportunities that are still yet to come? He instructs us, remember. First thing he says there is remember. He says, remember, you're not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. I think there's both an ordinary as well as an extraordinary interpretation of these words of Jesus. The extraordinary one is that certainly, when the Lord wills it, he can inspire our minds with words on the spot that didn't come from us. That does happen, and it's beautiful when it does. But there's also an ordinary fulfillment to his words, meaning that my testimony must not be about clever human arguments and persuasions that I'm right, but rather be completely grounded in the person of Jesus Christ. Notice that he began that sentence with, remember. We testify most importantly by remembering Jesus. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians testifies in this regard when he writes, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God. I think that's what Jesus means here. He's not telling me to get up in front of all of you and wing it. He's saying that Christ has to be the content and the subject of my message and my wisdom, not me and mine. But note that his words are not just for priests and deacons, but for all the baptized. When you are given the opportunity to witness to your faith before family or friends or co-workers or bosses or whatever, do you? And Jesus doesn't mince words. He says that our giving testimony to him can have negative consequences for us. But he still says we must do it. The last instruction in today's gospel has a seeming contradiction. Jesus says that our testimony could lead to persecution, and they will put some of you to death. There are a lot of places in our world today where witnessing to the Christian faith leads to martyrdom, which then begs the question for you and me, what are we afraid of here? Having an uncomfortable conversation? Is Jesus worth an uncomfortable conversation? I would think it would be a much more uncomfortable conversation trying to explain to him why I never stood up for him. I should add here that witnessing to faith doesn't mean nagging or harassing another about how they need to practice the faith or do this or do that. Witnessing to my faith means I'm not afraid to say, for example, I can't make that meeting because that's my time for Mass. That's I have an appointment for confession. That's when my holy hour is. That's when we pray the rosary at home. Oh, that's when I have CEP classes or Bible study. That's my discipleship class. It's not so much about chiding another. Quietly sometimes, but certainly charitably, witnessing to my faith. The seeming contradiction in this gospel comes after Jesus says, some of you will be put to death. Then he says, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Securing our lives and our hair is obviously not for this life, but for the next. And incidentally, I do take a fair amount of comfort in the implication that in heaven, I might just have a full head of hair. Hopefully, I won't be too concerned about it there, but more importantly, Jesus instructs us to persevere. Persevere in following Jesus as the way and the truth. Persevere in the wisdom of Christ rather than human wisdom. Maybe most difficult, persevere in Christian faith, even to the point of persecution and death. Because this is not our home. Our home is secure, and it's with him. Persevere in your faith, and it will grow. Persevere with the church, and she will point you to joy. Persevere in suffering with Christ, for Christ, and he will embrace you and love you into eternal life. So here's the homework for the week. Look for opportunities this week to witness to your faith. Maybe that's something as simple as I love the Lord, or I love the church, or I love the sacraments. Human arguments are not needed, just our witness to Christ.